In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Coming up, Instagram raises the features bar, but did they drop the ball? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. While Instagram technically upped its game by giving users the ability to zoom in while viewing photos and videos. But how good is this long-awaited feature? Let's get the details. Back with us is friend of the Tech News Briefing, WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. So this Zoom feature seems like something Instagram users were really clamoring for a long time. Was this in high demand?
Oh, yeah. For a long, long time, people who use Instagram and love the service, I got to admit, I'm one of those people who's posting maybe one photo every day, on some days two or three or four. Mm-hmm. We've been wanting to see our pictures bigger for a long time. So being able to zoom in on a photo, get some detail, has been something that a lot of folks have been asking for years.
Okay, and you were able to try it out before the official rollout. What did you think? Was the picture quality okay? Was it grainy? Was it anticlimactic? Your first impressions?
It was a huge letdown. Finally, after years of wanting to be able to try to pinch and zoom in on your photos, Instagram brings this feature. It's starting on iOS. It's going to hit Android in the next few weeks. But when you actually zoom in on the photo, you pinch and zoom, it really exposes how low resolution the photos that you've been sharing to Instagram for all these years have been the entire time. You might not notice when you're just seeing a small image on your phone, but when you zoom in on it, you realize how small that resolution is. And what you see is something that's often a bit pixelated, a bit blurry, kind of muddy looking, and it's just kind of a letdown.
You know, you think of the platform. It's pictures. It's all about pictures. You really need to up your game.
I think it's fair to say they dropped the ball. The reason being, when Instagram started a few years ago, they were a small company. They were on their own. They were a startup. And they were having to upload, you know, millions of photos on behalf of their users to their service every single day. So keeping things efficient made sense then. And they didn't want to, you know, overload their own technology and their own servers and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So lower resolution images that look good on a phone but might not look good on, say, like, you know, your Retina display on your fancy, you know, Apple laptop or something, that's okay. It's built for a phone. It's really just for this one use. It made sense then. But a lot has happened since then. Facebook bought the company for billions of dollars. They're a big boy app now. They're not a small social network.
Right.
It's time to grow up here.
Right.
And they've never really caught up and addressed this issue. They have the bandwidth and the resources and the technology to support high-resolution photos, but they've just never gotten around to do it because it hasn't been a priority. So my hope is that now that they have the zoom-in feature, they'll see that there is a need to finally get their act together on the resolution end.
Okay, and on that front, will this work with Instagram Stories, the newest Snap-like feature?
It will not work with Instagram Stories. So the photos and the videos you see there, it's not going to work with that. But all the stuff that shows up in your timeline that your friends have shared on Instagram, that will all work, whether it's a photo or a video. All the stuff that's on your page or your friends', you know, profile pages, you'll be able to pinch and zoom on all those photos and video as well. So that's all going to look, So that's all going to work with this, mm-hmm. but definitely not their new Snapchat challenger.
The iOS update also includes a new low light button, correct?
Yeah, when you're taking a photo with the camera inside of Instagram's app, it will be able to detect whether or not you're shooting into darkness. And if it detects that, there will be a little low light button that will show up that will help change the exposure a little bit and hopefully let you take a better picture.
Okay, so there's that. Would it be difficult to improve the resolution? I mean, is there a means to do this easily?
It's actually something that if Instagram put the time and effort toward, and maybe they're already working on it, I don't know, but if they actually decided this is something that they wanted to do, it wouldn't be that tough. I'll tell you why. Facebook owns Instagram, mm-hmm. and right now, Instagram only lets you upload photos with a maximum resolution of 1,080 pixels wide. Facebook, which owns Instagram, they let you upload photos to their service with a maximum width of 2,048 pixels. So the technology literally exists Of course, there'd have to be some tweaks there.
Right.
But Facebook knows how to do this. And in fact, Facebook is one of the most popular places to share photos outside of Instagram. So I think really all it would take is maybe Instagram just, you know, knocking on their big brother's door and saying, hey, Facebook folks, help us solve this problem. As if they needed the help, I think Instagram could figure out themselves. But there's literally no excuse when the company that owes them knows how to do higher resolution photos.
Right, and there you have it. Nathan, thanks as always for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Again, that was Nathan Oyarez-Giles. He covers all things tech for WSJD. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.